Whatever happens, you can expect to hear the results on this program, which is celebrating a birthday today. Morning Edition is 35 years old.
At 35, the program is now just a little below the median age of the U.S. population. We're hearing the sound of the first broadcast. It was hosted by Bob Edwards, who was the voice of the program for almost a quarter century.
Good morning. Today is Guy Fawkes Day. Guy's plot to blow up Parliament was discovered on this day in 1605. Today is the beginning of National Split Pea Soup Week, and it's the debut of this program. I'm Bob Edwards.
I'm Barbara Hochter. Today is Monday, November 5th. This is NPR's Morning Edition.
That first program in November 1979 proposed to expand radio news at a time when radio news was declining.
Roy Rogers is 67 years old today. Art Garfunkel and Elkie Summer, both 38.
Socialist labor leader Eugene Debs was born on this day in 1855. Journalist Ida Tarbell had the same birthday 2 years later.
And the news is next.
Topping the show that day, a story about a part of Africa we know today as Zimbabwe. Back then, it had a different name.
The conference on Rhodesia at London's Lancaster House is at another make-or-break point this time over British plans for the transition to constitutional rule. A report from NPR's Robert Siegel in London.
The British say they will run Rhodesia in the form of a British governor, and they want the interim regime to be as short as possible.
Also on that first 1979 show, an interview with a young actor named Martin Sheen talking about a little movie he'd made called Apocalypse Now.
The sequence I shot was the helicopter assault on that village. The first time I walked on camera, that was it. I went up in the chopper and scared the daylights out of me.
Other stories on that first Morning Edition: a failed prison escape by James Earl Ray, the man who assassinated Martin Luther King.
A report using music and tap dancing to explain the high cost of shoes.
And a remembrance of Will Rogers on the 100th anniversary of his birth.
And here's a story that did not get a lot of attention on the show that first day.
Iranian students who yesterday took over the American embassy in Tehran have now stormed the British embassy. This morning, the Ayatollah Khomeini called the American embassy a center of spying and plotting. Students there are holding about 60 Americans as hostages.
The Iran hostage drama was just beginning. It would take several days for it to rise to a full-blown international crisis. The crisis lasted more than a year.
Morning Edition was there throughout and throughout the years that followed. Six presidents, two Gulf Wars, 9/11, Hurricanes Katrina and Sandy. Everything, including last night's election. And we're looking ahead to the next one. This is Morning Edition from NPR News.